This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is for the players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast. Almost 40 years of playing PlayStation and 6 plus years in that games media combined. We thought we'd throw our hats into the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
If you would also like to join that PlayStation conversation, you can do so every Monday morning on YouTube at 9 a.m. and 8 a.m. on several podcast services. How do you join that conversation? Simply head over to www.thepopculturist.com/questions. Give us your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for the show. If a week between shows is a little bit too long, join us on Facebook, join us on our community Discord, and if you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers, there might be something there that interests you.
If you want to show your pop culturist love on your body, head to thepopculturist.com/shop, where we now have an awesome range of merch.
Spiel is getting longer and longer. Welcome back to
hey
the
man,
show, everybody.
2018, what's up?
Yay!
Yeah!
Yay!
the end of 2017 sucked.
Yeah, it did. It really fucking did.
Yeah, an appendix. Yeah.
Yeah. That for you, it did. Yeah, sucked. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Why does that for you?
I don't know. It's just my general day-to-day.
I thought talking about my crippling depression.
Oh! That's just, I'm sitting on my couch, I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, so I was like writing that, you know, the break between Christmas and New Year, we're like, cool, we're not making any videos. I don't have to go to work. I'm just going to chill out. Ow. Then it proceeded to hurt for a couple of days. Then I had surgery. So I've not had the most an exciting break.
Gave you plenty of time to play games, though.
Did play some games, and we did rebuild a set.
I think it looks kind of sharp.
It looks great. I was present. I supervised because I couldn't do heavy lifting, which is great.
Funny, the day before we decided to rip everything apart and rebuild, you decided to go to hospital.
Yeah,
the day before.
It's the day before I was supposed to rebuild this set with you. I was supposed to do the live popcorn spoilers with Dylan. I'm like, how can I get out of this?
Oh, my side. Oh, it hurts so bad.
But yes, I have been able to play some games. Before, what games have you been playing, though, before?
Well, seeing as it's school holidays now, and I do have full-time care of my son, not a lot of time for my single players.
Yeah.
I haven't really gotten to jump back into Nier. Played a bit of Dark Souls 3, but don't really, you know, because Dark Souls 3 is a game that I need to sit down, peace and quiet, undisturbed, you know, no distractions, and just focus.
Because you need that.
Yeah, I need it. I'm still new to the franchise, so I need to focus. So I've been playing a lot of multiplayer games with my boy. We got Dungeon Defenders 2 for free on PS4. It's like a third person fantasy tower defense game. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. So you've got like classes, and they build different like fortifications to stop waves of enemies, but you also have your class and abilities and like loot dropping and stuff like that. Travel to like a hub world, there's all these other players there, you can join into games with them. I'd never heard of it, and I was like, yeah, we'll try it.
Apparently it's good enough for a second one.
Fucking rad. Yeah, it's really good. And then yesterday, for about 5 hours, we played Human Fall Flat. Okay.
Is that the little putty people?
It's like Gang Beast style, like ragdoll physics people.
But they're little white plastic scene people. Yeah.
But you can get costumes and stuff. It's like it's a puzzle game instead of Gang Beast, where you're fighting each other. Well, yeah, but you can still beat the shit out of each other for fun. The whole campaign is playable in like split screen co-op. So many laughs out of that game, man. They just nail the ragdoll physics. Yeah, like I'll be like, we need to like smash this lock open somehow. So I like pick up a rock. I'm like, and then I throw it. It bounces off the door and hits Alex's character. And just the imagery is really funny, and he's, you know, he's nearly 9, and he's just pissing himself laughing, which is infectious to me. Yeah. And we're laughing, and he'll like pick up a piece of wood to use as a ladder, like swing it around and like clock me in the head, and knock me off the map. And it's just real wholesome fun, yeah. And of course, thanks to you, bit of GTA Online as well.
Yeah,
escapades around Los Santos.
Yeah, no, I've been smashing GTA Online, a lot.
I mean, I'm enjoying playing all these games before, you know, I guess, Monster Hunter Worlds and Dragon Ball comes, and that's when the year kind of kicks off for us.
We start working again.
Start working, having to play certain titles and all that kind of stuff. So I'm enjoying this free time just to dick about with a few different things. But GTA Online's really fun. I've found since playing a few sessions with you, when I play by myself, I'm like, it's not as fun because
it does work by playing with, yeah, with buddies.
But you know, having the co-op with you and Craig is certainly a lot of fun. Motorcycle gangs and stuff. It's fun. It's
good. Well, jumping into that. Yes, I. After what, as I'm talking about this last episode, like after watching the NoClip doco, I'm like, nah, I'm back in GTA. I did, and I dived in hard. Yeah. Like I'm kicking its butt. I'm just having such a great time. You know, I've bought like the motorcycle club. It's where the Sons of Pop C. And then I built.
So lame. It's so, man. I couldn't think of a better name.
I couldn't think of a better one.
Pop C.
No, because the company that we have is called the Pop Culturists.
Oh, okay.
I wanted something different.
Pop K.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so like that's a lot of fun. Just doing a bunch of little.
I wanted something
and shit.
Different by infringing copyright.
Yes, I'm having a lot of fun with GTA Online. It is greatly. It's way better playing with someone and like doing that like dynamic, just bouncing off people and stuff. Mm. But like, I do kind of get a little bit of fun of just zoning out and just playing it by myself. And
yeah, I don't mind. Like, I'll play it by myself. I'll drive around, kill some other players.
Do
some
I'll do some stuff. Of the missions that I know they get a good turnaround, even if it's by yourself.
I'm saving up for my own clubhouse, so I can do like solo motorcycle stuff. You know, when I'm by myself. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, they're relatively inexpensive. Everything is super expensive in this game.
I know.
Yeah, and I jump back because my goal over the break before I got surgery was to finish games. So my goals were to finish South Park and get back into Horizon at least with my two. I am about two missions off South Park, and then I went to the hospital, and then I wanted something to chill, so I didn't really want to think about it. South Park's really fucking good. Like, I knew it was already good, but like it's just so good. It's just better.
It's exactly your type of humor.
It's perfectly my game. Yeah. Like, yeah, some of the humor is kind of getting repetitive at this point, but there's like some really dumb shit in there. Like, the whole idea is like there's a mission line when you have to work for the police and you have to go and arrest dangerous suspects, but there's black people in the community that are doing nothing wrong. And it turns out the reason you do this is because in the basement of the police station is this giant tentacle creature named Shig Niggeroth, which you have to sacrifice black people to. So like the police aren't doing it like the police brutality because they want to.
They have to.
It's because they have to. Because they've got to like appease this monster. It's real stupid. And I've just got to a point where I don't know how well you know old school South Park, but there is the genetic engineer, Mephisto.
Yeah, yeah, the monkey with a few butts. Or
yeah,
something.
The six butts. Yeah, right. So you go. It turns out the big bad is, spoilers, Mitch Connor, who's Cartman's hand. Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's Cartman's trying to fight his hand the whole time. And there's like an exact moment where like, meet me at the city hall. Or you go to the city hall and it's like this big, well-lit scene. He's like, and then it zooms out and it's just Cartman. He's like... but one of Mitch Connor's plans is to genetically engineer the cats, because you know how the cats are the big thing in this.
Yeah.
So you have to go to Mephisto's lab, and there is just like a series of different things with many butts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like I've genetically engineered sixth graders with six butts. And there's something as simple as like you have to fight a room full of cats, and like all these cats are genetically engineered to have more butts, and we learnt that more butts, the more aggressive they got. And it's this real dumb sort of thing. He's like, he's trying to punch this keyboard to get you out of the room. He's like, what's this button do? Oh, it releases more cats. You know, and then you get swarmed with more. It's that dumb humor that I love, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I also picked up Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5.
Did you play it?
I played that first 15 minutes of it, and then I had to go somewhere.
Typical Ryan fashion.
I had to go somewhere, and I was like,
And you didn't get back to Horizon at all?
No, I've touched Horizon yet, But I'm debating now, like, because, like, Horizon, I did put some good hours in, but it's like, you know, I probably still have a good 20 or so hours to go. Mind you, I probably put about 20 hours in a fucking GTA. Mm. Easy. Mm-hmm. Like, if I reinvest, I could probably finish Last of Us in that time. So I'm thinking, do I jump to Last of Us instead?
Why? Because you want to get it done before part two?
And then I can just get it done, because it's, you know, it's 8 to 10 hours, and then I finally done it.
Just whip it onto easy. No shame.
I'm going to have to break
it
easy.
I did it on easy. Like, no shame. There is no shame in playing on an easy difficulty.
I'm going to have to, I think.
Mm. But yeah.
But yeah, I think, like, so that way I can get it done. That way, at least I'll finish a game this year.
Get off the year to a good start.
Speaking of that, I don't know, it's something that we didn't even discuss earlier. You know how people are doing these gaming resolutions? Do you have a gaming resolution for this year?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, me either.
No, I don't.
I just made one. Mine's just probably finish more games. Finish more than two games this year. That's my goal.
Not okay, not get so tilted at online games.
Okay.
I'll go with that. Let's keep the rage in check, yeah? Because I did have that point where I'm like, I'm not just not playing this stuff anymore. Yep. I just can't do it. But I've eased myself back in, you know, GTA Online and a bit of Rocket League as well. And, you know, when I feel myself getting a bit angry, just turn it off. Yeah. I'll come back to it later. Yeah. So while we were doing fuck all, the industry has been doing fuck all because it's not a lot of news this week as we head into the segment we call Inform the Players. I should also mention, should have mentioned at the start, what was I going to mention at the start? If you're sick of us, our bullshitting at the start of the show, there will be timestamps in the description if you want to jump to certain segments and whatnot. We have 5 bits of news this week. Starting at number 1, free-to-play hero shooter Paladins is getting a Battle Royale mode.
Literally called Battlegrounds.
Wait for it. Battlegrounds. You killed my script. Fuck. Developer Hi-Rez announced that Paladins Battlegrounds will be free to play and drops 100 players into a 20-minute matches set on a large map. There, teams of players fight over loot, more than 4 dozen outposts, and chase zeppelins that drop legendary gear as encroaching fog corrals them into even tighter skirmishes. The last team standing wins. Paladins Battlegrounds was designed from the ground up to be played in teams, Hi-Rez said, and will retain the main game's class-based team composition. Okay, so calling it early, 2018 will be the year of Battle Royales.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, PUBG was that runaway success, Fortnite piggybacked off that as well, and now it's just going to be a Battle Royale for Battle Royales. We're going to get so many good and shit Battle Royales this year. The market's going to become saturated.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all going to die except for, like, 3.
So, yeah, except for PUBG, probably Fortnite, because they've had that long.
Yeah, but, you know, this will be different. Paladins will be different again because, you know, you have a class, you know, because it's free-to-play Overwatch, basically.
See, I have no idea what Paladins is. We get emails about them, like, all the time.
But free-to-play.
Yeah, okay.
It's a class-based team shooter, same as Overwatch is, yeah?
Okay.
This will be the same thing, you know, first-person, class-based team. You know, you got all your abilities and stuff. So I don't know really what you're going to do with loot, but Hi-Rez have had a lot of backlash the last few weeks because they changed progression into cards, like Battlefront did, and it's become that pay-to-win thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So to announce this at the time when their, you know, diehard community fucking hates them is kind of weird.
Yeah, very interesting.
But yeah, I'll
and like I do. Speaking of no shame of the easy mode, no shame in just naming it Battlegrounds. Like, yeah, fuck you, what are you gonna do?
That's what it is.
I got the email. And I was like, I don't know what Paladins is, but that's it's questionable.
Paladins Unknown Battlegrounds. but I'll definitely jump in and give it a go. I mean, it's gonna be free, so you know,
nah.
Why not try it? It might be your thing that just kind of gets you.
I don't want to burn myself out on Battlegrounds, though, and Battle Royales, because I do love PUBG.
I haven't played PUBG for, like, a month.
Yeah, so the 1.0 is pretty dope. Yeah. It looks sharper. Still get screen sharing like a mother, but it's pretty good otherwise.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's the same game.
Number 2, Rocket League has hit another major milestone, reaching 40 million players across PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch.
Hot damn.
Developer Psyonix announced the news on Twitter, with the game now having gained 2 million more players in just a few weeks. Rocket League hit 38 million registered players early December. So about 4 weeks, another 2 million players. Fuck, Jesus. Merry Switchmas.
But at the same point, they're counting purchases on each console, right? So, like, Dave, who owns it on all 4.
Yeah, I'm sure there's many people that own it on a lot of different consoles. Some other further news for Rocket League, some updates you can expect this year, as outlined by Psyonix, will include improved server performance, in-game tournaments, a revamped progression system, inventory and quality of life improvements, new collectibles and banners, titles and achievements. So they're still going hard on the Rocket League.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, because I've been in and out of it the last few weeks as well, just for shits and giggles, and kind of clicked with me a week ago. I don't know, I was suddenly able to do, like, some cool, like, aerial things. I don't know, just all the pieces are going,
and I'm stars, like, aligned.
Yeah I'm like, you know, the physics of it, it's like, you know, the ball's going that way at this speed,
and you're seeing calculations and math,
you know, like the clip from, I think, Hangover 2 when he's counting cards.
It's Beautiful Mind and that movie.
So yeah, it kind of clicked a little bit, and it's been really cool. I'm glad it's doing extremely well.
Yeah, so Psyonix have done a really good job of supporting Rocket League, because they're essentially, I don't know whether they said it word for word, but they're pretty much along the lines of, there is no Rocket League 2.
Yeah,
we'll just continue supporting this, and we'll have...
Is it Jeff Dunham?
Yeah, I think it's Jeff Dunham.
Said it to Greg Miller in an interview, I think Kind of Funny Games Daily or something. Yeah. He said, we're not looking at doing a sequel. Like, why? We've got this, you know, huge community, so, you know, going to a sequel, like, what could they add that couldn't just be patched in?
Yeah, you know? So they're pretty much patching anything, and they're giving. I believe they're still giving free DLC, and they're like, from the last, they go like, "Hey, here's a hockey mode, here's a basketball mode, all free."
Yeah, it's all
and
all
it's
free.
All paid by purchasing the game and the little, like, they do have loot boxes as well.
Yeah, you got you get the loot boxes for free as like rare drops from like finishing a match. You know, you can get ornaments and stuff for your car. Sometimes you get a loot box, but you need to go to the PlayStation Store and buy a key to unlock the loot box.
So like, it's there, and like, but no one seems to have an issue with it because Rocket League. Without the like, they're just like, no, it's all my, I think the, it's all the, about making your car prettier.
I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, other than, you know, it's just cosmetic, but they do allow in-game trading of all your stuff,
yeah,
as
so,
well.
Yeah,
you so you know, you could open a loot box, get something you don't want, but someone else might, so you can talk to other players, swap items and stuff.
Yeah,
like
when
that.
I was playing with Dave once, he's like, hey, here's a bunch of things I don't want. I'm
yeah,
like, all right, cool.
Yeah, so I think, you know, everyone hates loot boxes and microtransactions, but having it open to player trading is a very
gives it additional value.
Yeah, and it you know, helps foster a community as well, being able to trade. Except I hate when I join a game and then in the chat everyone's like, trade, like the seagulls from Nemo. Like,
trade.
Mine, trade. And then they're like chatting through like the touchpad, you know, okay, invite me after the game, and I'm like, saving a leech ult. But it is a lot of fun, and it will be here for a very, very long time, Rocket League. I'm very glad. Yeah.
Very
Number three, PS Plus games for January. You can get them now, but I'll strap for news. I thought I'd throw them in anyway.
Cool.
We'll just talk about them. PS4, you can get Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, and Batman, the Telltale series. PS3, you can get Sacred 3 and the Book of Unwritten Tales 2. And for Vita, you can get Psycho Pass, Mandatory Happiness, and Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley is crossplay, so it is also on PS4
okay,
as well.
Okay, sweet. So they're pretty good. I mean, the PS4
the value
games
of it is about $250.
Yeah, so, you know, Deus Ex, I've heard, is quite good. I've never
I
played one before.
I hear it's average.
I hear it's average compared to other.
But for Deus what it is, yes, this, yeah. this is the game that suffered a lot from
higher ups fucking with
the,
it.
Yeah, with the whole, like, build your own collector's edition.
Yeah, it's like, you know, that's right. I
if you get
that.
Enough, if we get X amount of pre-order bonuses, you get this.
Yeah, that's so dumb. But Batman Telltale series, you know,
I did buy it, and I played the first
season pass.
Pass. Like an idiot now. But no, I played the first two episodes. I really enjoyed it. I just
didn't finish it.
Holy shit! I didn't even put that in my list of games I played last year. So I forgot about it. Hot damn.
I bought episode one when it came out, so.
And Uncanny Valley is something that always piqued my interest.
Yep.
I don't know why. I was like, this is interesting. Like,
something to play on the Vita, that's why.
Yeah. But the Vita lives on the shelf now.
I mean, you can take it off to
play. No, it lives on the shelf.
Okay, fair enough.
A little PlayStation display. This is the history of PlayStation right there.
But of course, all those games are available to download now for PS Plus users.
Correct.
Number four, Sean Eske, the creative director on Uncharted The Lost Legacy, is leaving Naughty Dog after 7 years with the studio. Quote, 7 years ago, I joined the talented team at Naughty Dog on a project still in its infancy, The Last of Us, wrote Eske on Twitter. While the rest is history, left behind Uncharted 4, were fleeting, and the Uncharted The Lost Legacy pushed my creative growth even further. I will miss all my dogs. So what I had next was unconfirmed, but apparently it's confirmed now. SK is moving on to join the team at Crystal Dynamics to work on the upcoming Avengers game. He recently posted the Avengers logo on Instagram, writing "to new adventures" in the caption. And I've got here from when I got it, however, SK hasn't confirmed, but apparently it is confirmed now.
Cool.
It's quite a move.
It's a very good move.
Do we know anything about this Avengers game?
No, we know it exists, and that's about it.
So, okay. I mean, it's obviously a very different genre. Are we about to see Avengers get like all dark and fucked up?
I don't think so.
Get the Avengers that I would actually play.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going in that line because, you know, The Lost Legacy wasn't all dark and gritty.
Yeah, I suppose.
You haven't played it, you're not sure. Or did you play it?
I never played it.
No,
but it's Uncharted.
Yeah,
Uncharted,
but it's not like Last of Us dark. It's it's pretty lighthearted in the same way. What the. Because there's no real understanding of what the Avengers game is going to be. Like, I remember there was some sort of like. Some people were just bullshitting about what it could be, whether it's like a multi-online thing where, you know, each of you play a different member of the Avengers and you all team together,
That could be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. I guess. Everyone wants to be like Cap.
You know, that's pretty much what Disney Infinity was, though.
Yeah.
Just at, a higher level.
Like AAA level. You know, you're always Iron Man, I'll always be Black Widow, because why not? Yeah.
DCUO, but for Marvel kind of thing.
Yeah, but DCUO was all based around you making your own character and living your own story.
Yeah, right.
So no one knows what the fuck Avengers game is about, except unless you work there. Which,
I mean, it's obviously a decent loss for Naughty Dog, but I'm sure they'll trek on.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll trek on just fine, and it really shows. Like, I have a feeling he's probably poached in a good way.
Yeah, probably.
You know, as in like, he probably wasn't, you know, like, hey, we want you to, we saw the Lost Legacy, you saw the Lost Legacy, you fucking killed it. Do you want to, can you come over here? And when you've been at somewhere for how many years? 10 years?
Seven
years? It's a long time.
It is a long time.
I've been at my job for 3 years and I'm like, I'm going to change it.
You're ready to die.
Yeah.
You hate it so much, your appendix failed.
Yeah. I got an extra week off now. It's good.
Next and final bit of news, because I was stretching. The January PSN sale is still going.
Yeah, it happened mid-December. Just released a bunch of newies, so it's really good.
So I picked a few highlights that I picked. You probably should have done this. I was going to get you to do the same, but I didn't because I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
GTA 5, $39.95. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, $39.95. Witcher 3, Game of the Year Edition, $24.95.
Fuck yeah.
Uncharted 4, $28.10. The Nathan Drake Collection, $22.55. Final Fantasy 15, $24.95. And Firewatch, $8.95. I'm going to get Firewatch.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
I bought it. It's only like back, $30. And I haven't played it yet.
But there's like 700 titles on sale.
Yeah, I picked up Kingdom Hearts, $30.
Yeah, I picked up Dark Souls 3 for $24.
Yeah, and the Dark Souls 2.5 Final Chapter Prologue, whatever, that's about the same price. Kingdom Hearts Chapter, whatever the fucking prologue, is about the same price.
I'd love to put the Kingdom Hearts characters in the Dark Souls world just for the imagery.
Horizon Zero Dawn's $25.
Yep.
And the collector's complete edition's there as well, and I think it's about 30.
Yep.
Highly
encourage you to go check it out, because
there's a bunch of good shit on those.
And like more than I can list.
Bunch of the old GTAs, a bunch of classics.
Yep.
A bunch of good stuff on there.
A very good sale.
But they're all games that are out now, and they're old games. So, it's where you... I throw up the segue, and then you finish it off.
What?!
I was trying to transition to you for the main topic. I'm setting up the ball.
You were meant to say it, though. Just a little tangent here. We had while we're on break, we had like a big team meeting, talk about the shows, what we can do differently. And the main feedback from people that we, you know, that are kind of close to us behind the scenes were like, the main topic needs a fucking name, because it's been 6 or 7 months, it's been 35 episodes, and the joke's getting a little bit old. We hear you, okay? Yeah. So before this, I came in and said to Ryan, hey, how about we do this? And he's like, that's really cool, actually. Yeah, let's do that. But I meant for you to do that, because you do all the segues. I thought you were going to do that. So basically, it was Ryan was supposed to say, that's it for the news. Josh, let's have a talk to the players about insert topic name.
Yeah. All right.
Would you like
to
do
Josh,
that?
So, Josh,
that's it for the news.
That's it for the news. Now let's talk to the players. This week... we're talking about the anticipated releases for 2018. Now, of course, we're going to be having a very PlayStation-focused angle on this. They'll include a bunch of third parties and multi-plats, but we are focusing on the PlayStation.
Yeah, but if it's coming to the PlayStation, we're going to talk about it.
It's playable on that PS4. It's where it's going to be at.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick things off with ones that have confirmed dates at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll obviously break down to some ones that are unconfirmed, and we'll talk about what... we'll obviously mention them as we go, but we'll talk about what ones get us excited, get our blood pumping, and we'll also reach out to the community as well, and they've jumped in with what they're excited for.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, starting with what has a locked-in...
So we have, literally 4 months of confirmed dates at this point.
Pretty much. And, of course, this is everything that we found interesting. There is so much more coming out, but not all of it's worth talking about, if you know what I mean. January 23rd, The Inpatient for PS3.
Yeah!
Keenaz. You played it at EB Expo, right? Or PAX? Which one? One of them. You played it?
I played it one of them. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dug it. I dug it real good.
You liked what you saw?
Good spooks, yeah.
Good spooks. Yeah. I got a video, because I was recording you playing, and the booth helper guy, he's like, oh, in like 3 minutes there's a jump scare coming up. I'll give you a nod when it's about to happen. I'm like, fucking sweet. Got that clip of you going. It's awesome.
That was really cool. So having not, you know, really spent a lot of time with Until Dawn, like I don't know the history of where they're going with it.
I'm sure there'll be nods, but I don't think it will be like that tight.
Yeah, so it's a cool prequel to Until Dawn, and there's the really cool things in there. Like, you know, you're in a wheelchair and you're being wheeled around, and you get to eat some sandwiches, and you get to eat sandwiches in the game. Like, oh yeah.
As you're eating a sandwich in real life.
Yeah, I love this game.
It's like 4D.
And like, you know, it's a cool kind of horror element, and like there's a really interesting like interrogation scene where the guy's getting all up in your shit, because like it's really intimidating if we get up in your face in VR. And like when you something I didn't know about and I found out later was because there's two different outcomes. So someone's talking to you and they're like, there's one answer here and one answer there. You could look at the answer and press the button, or you can say what the screen says and it'll pick that answer.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's really cool. Except for when you look like a crazy person in your lounge room by yourself.
Nah. Well, if you're by yourself, what do you care?
So like Millie's in the kitchen, you're like, look at me, and I'm like, I'm uncertain of this situation. She's like,
that'd be pretty funny actually.
But no, I'm keen as fuck to play that.
Another big title for VR.
I love me. VR is gonna be pretty good this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think we've now got that year and a bit. That's enough time to get anything that was sort of in development in that kind of place, or things very close to finish a development. So I think we'll get a lot of good stuff at least announced this year. But yeah, we'll no doubt reach out to PlayStation Australia for that one.
On the 26th Shameless. Of January, we get two titles. Dragon Paul. Paul, what are you doing? Dragon Ball Fighter Z and Monster Hunter World on the same day.
I don't have to fight you, Paul.
Fucking bring it.
Got the sword out. I'm so sorry.
So I'm guessing, yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ and Monster Hunter World, I'm guessing we'll kind of take one each.
Yeah, pretty much. So we know that Monster Hunter World's coming, so I'll send that to you because it's one, and I'm keen for Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Hunter's Capcom, Dragon Ball is Bandai.
Yeah. Should be some Dragon fun. Ball make a good stream.
Oh, yeah, I think. It will.
We play Dragon Ball at EB as well. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of not in its infancy, but they've. There's been a lot of posts since then in the last 6 months, so they've added.
There was only six playable characters in the demo that we did, but it looked fleshed out, as in like it looked great there.
They've gone from the 3D animated style to keeping it 2D.
Yeah, so the 3D animation was always good. Like, it was always sufficient.
It's always hard to take like a cartoon.
Yeah, and it looks super jarring.
Even Pokemon.
Yeah.
When you went from Game Boy to Pokemon Stadium, I mean, the sprites looked good. You could recognize what Pokemon it was, but it was still kind of...
It's so jarring.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
And this, by putting it on the 2D plane, then they're still sort of... It's that weird Street Fighter-esque 3D, but 2D...
You have 3D movement, like you can circle each other.
Yeah. Unlike Tekken, which is like clearly 3D model on a 3D plane.
Which I think lets them do a lot more visually because there was so much going on in that game. You know, we'd do combos and then so, your teammate just, would come
fly
in.
And miss someone and you're like...
Yeah.
Doing fighting and then you're like... Ding!
Yeah, a lot of depth to it. It's really cool. I'm
really keen to spend time with
obviously
it.
Monster Hunter World, you know, they had the two betas in the last 4 weeks. I didn't play either of them. I liked what I saw at EB. I just want to step back. But I'm keen to kind of get lost in that.
Yeah, not having a history with Monster Hunter, I'm very interested. So you're more interested than me. So what we'll do is, yeah, you play it, I'll play it, and then
we'll swap it out
and we're all good.
Yeah. Heading into February on the 6th, we got the Shadow of the Colossus.
First big first party release.
Remaster for the 2018.
Yeah. I've never played it.
No, so me either. They looked back on so fondly. Mm. And I think, you know, The Last Guardian was the chance to be like, I get it. I love it. You know, this is really cool. Mm. I want to play the other ones. But The Last Guardian didn't really do that for me. I didn't play it too much, but I didn't want to because from what I played, I was like, this is really annoying.
Yeah.
You know, the getting Trico to like do what you want it to do, but sometimes it doesn't. But it's meant to not because it's mimicking like a real animal. It doesn't. And I don't know.
Yeah. So in Shadow of the Colossus, there's no giant bird dog to annoy the fuck out of you, which is really good.
Yeah.
But having not played it on PS2, I'm looking forward to giving it a go. I'm curious as to whether I will fall in love with it like everybody else has, or whether, you know, there is that rose-tinted glasses to it. I think certainly the case. You know, it's been... So Blue Point, who've done amazing, they did the Nathan Drake collection. They are essentially like one of the best... They are the remake...
Masters
at this point.
Yeah.
So like I think it will look lovely. I think it will it'll at least look stunning. I have a feeling it'll still control like a PS2 game.
I think it was very much a product of its time because you know, think back to the PS2 era, think of the kind of game Shadow of the Colossus is. What else was there that you did that to that scale or anything like that? Like nothing comes to mind.
And then God of War.
And then God of War after that, but since then you know, we've had a lot of, you know, Climb the Giants and, you know, we've had all those kind of games. But at the time, it was like, whoa, mind-blowing, yeah? But yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
It's one of the only confirmed first-party games for this year, yeah. So...
Strange. But we'll get to that later, though. On the 15th, we've got Secret of Mana remake for PC and PS4 and PS Vita. You don't know? Really one of the best RPGs, like, ever fucking made.
Oh, okay.
Oh. For some reason, I thought you played it. I was thinking Mystic Quest Legend.
If they're like, we're Mystic Quest Legend remake, I'm like, woo!
Secret of Mana is held to the same esteem. I think you'll very much enjoy it.
Oh, Mystic Quest Legend was just a game that I just enjoyed. I didn't know it was like held with such with esteem. I just assumed I liked it.
It's an unlabeled Final Fantasy game. It is a Final Fantasy game in like the off series. Yeah, no, it's quite well looked back on quite fondly.
Very nice.
So is Secret of Mana, and for it to come to the Vita, that's important because that's where I'll be playing it. I found I spend a lot more time with RPGs if I can play them on the Switch or the Vita. Just because when the kids are over, I don't really get the TV and I don't get to sit and enjoy it, like really take it in. But having it on the handheld, I can just sit on the couch next to them and play. So yeah, on the 20th of Feb, Metal Gear Survive. What do we think? Well, what do you think? Because I haven't played any
Metal Gears interest
before.
Is like a car crash. Like, ooh, something's dead in there. But I can't keep looking at it. But
I can't stop looking.
I'm like, oh, that's horrible. I'm gonna slow down.
It's the first official, the first official Metal Gear title without Kojima involved.
Yeah, so I think there'll be no Kojima branding on it. Nothing.
All these assets, though, yeah.
It's all the assets from the Fox Engine and Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
So I think it were like if I remember right, it is essentially there's a giant wormhole and everyone got fucking sucked into it. So it's not in the same vein, universe continuity as Metal Gear franchise. So it's sort of a spin-off. And the person working on it is just one of the guys that did Metal Gear Revengeance. Dumb name, good game.
Oh, okay.
So like, there's some good people behind it in terms of history for Metal Gear stuff aside from Kojima, but I think it'll be shat on no matter what.
Yeah, like it's Konami.
A lot of I remember hearing a lot of people playing it at E3 and whatnot, and then being like, "It's kind of good."
Oh no, it's kind of good.
And like, I think that's that'll be very interesting. Like, I said, I'm gonna put my hands on it. I'm gonna get my hands all up in it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Just out of pure curiosity. But I'm not expecting a whole lot out of it.
No. So we head into March on the tail end of it. Got four pretty big releases.
Two were delayed.
Yeah.
Into March.
23rd, we've got Ni No Kuni 2, The Revenant Kingdom.
Not having played the first.
The first, I didn't play, but I did watch some reviews and it seemed like a really like... charming, heart-wrenching tale where Kitty lost his mum. Like you see it like at the start.
Oh, that's sad.
But this, I don't know if it's classed as a sequel or in an alternate world or whatever. But played the demo slice of it at EB. And I didn't like it.
Me too. I felt like it
just threw me into the middle of something big, and I'm like, I don't understand. I think it was just a poor portion of the game to try to demo, because it was just in the middle of a huge battle, don't know what's going on or why, what there's no tutorial, what the controls are, it's just through shit.
Yeah, and I think that's, because I had the same thing, I'm like, oh, what's this? Alright.
Okay, yeah.
And then I put it down, walked around and played Dragon Ball Fighter.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I was like, this is much better.
On the 27th, we've got Far Cry 5 and MLB The Show 18. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do on the 27th? Both. I know you do.
Hopefully Far Cry 5 comes early.
I know, just randomly, like something I didn't know about you, even though we were friends for a few years until four years, but it wasn't until last year I realised that you were such a big baseball fan. Yeah. Or like games at least.
Yeah.
And you followed it as well. Which
I used to when I worked full time, I used to watch all the time, but now
so
it's
keen
tough.
As for
MLB
The Show.
MLB The Show 2017 was great. See, this is what's really impressive. So it's made by Sony San Diego. This is technically the second first party of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
It is the only game that Sony San Diego make. And they literally churn it out in 9 months.
Okay. And so they've got the shit down.
And it's down. And it's beautiful. And like, yes, that's very slight in iterations from the previous year, because there's not much you can do in 9 months, really.
Is it buggy?
No. Or
does it fall into the same traps that the EA Sports games do?
Okay, Google MLB The Show face scan. It's horrifying.
MLB The Show. Go to images.
Yep. There was... there it is. That's really on good. The right-hand side.
Holy
there.
Fuck.
Yep. The game wigged out.
I'm going to put that image on the screen when I edit this, because that's fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
It actually makes me nauseous.
It makes me uncomfortable, right?
It makes me feel sick to look at.
Especially the one on the right. It's kind of uncomfortable.
And it's me above it. Bald guy with a beard.
Yeah, so like they're great games. I love them because I love baseball, and they're really intricate, but they're also really basic in a good way if you wanted to dive into it. And yeah. Far Cry 5, I've played.
Yeah, we both played it at
three times now. Yeah. Two times now.
Yeah,
I played a couple different expos.
Yeah,
super keen. Mm-hmm. I really love the cult look where they're going for
the
now.
Cult.
Huh?
The religious cult.
Yeah, the religious cult aspect. Like, I hope they sort of double down on it and go like real deep into it. The gameplay is really cool. It feels like Far Cry, but also feels a bit newer, a bit different to regular Far Cry.
I think it feels a bit faster compared to the other ones. I didn't play 4, but
I didn't play 4 either, yeah.
Compared to 3 at least, it did feel a bit smoother, a bit far, you know, a bit more pushing forward and
yeah, and this being, I believe, the first one to be, apart from Far Cry Primal maybe, that was entirely built for next gen. I'm pretty sure Far Cry 4 was on PS3 as well.
Mm-hmm. On the 30th of March, I don't know if you've heard much about this game, Agony. This game looks fucked. It's a survival horror game, and just don't judge just yet. I'll read the blurb.
Okay.
Agony is an upcoming survival horror video game developed by Madmind Studio and published by Playway. Players begin their journey as a tormented soul within the depths of hell without any memories about their past. Special ability to control people on their path and even possess simple-minded demons give the players necessary measures to survive in the extreme conditions they are in. This trailer is one of the most unsettling...
Is that the one with the little big demon in the giant hole? Like, it's all stretched out and it's kind of like...
Yeah, I think so. The imagery in the trailer is some of the most unsettling things I've ever seen. Do you mean that?
No, that's not it. But it's still very uncomfortable.
It's
kind of cool.
I'll put a few pictures up as I was talking about it, but I highly encourage you to watch the trailer because it looks like one of the most fucked up things.
I think it's the one I'm thinking of, but they don't have any pictures of what I'm talking about.
I'm very keen for that. I think it'll make it. I'd like to stream it if you can.
And then poops.
But yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere with the trailer. I'd never heard about it. And then boom, there's a trailer. Watched it. I was like, this looks insane. And you know, I know the survival horror thing's kind of over flooded at the moment, but there seems to be a new take, like you're in hell, there's demons and supernatural kind of stuff. I think
rather than some dude chasing you in a hallway,
rather than whatever Outlast 2 did. And then moving on to April, the last big confirmed date for the year so far, We Happy Few.
What was originally supposed to be an Xbox exclusive has since moved into
everything.
Platform. Well, who picked it up? Gearbox, I think.
Gearbox picked it.
Was Gearbox? Yeah, Gearbox Publishing.
Yeah, right. Yep. It looks interesting.
I remember seeing it at E3 2016.
Yep.
And it was the whole idea of like the pill happy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'll read the blurb. We Happy Few is an upcoming indie survival and exploration video game developed by Compulsion and published by Gearbox for all the consoles. The game takes place mid-1960s in the fictional English city of Wellington Wells, dystopian, retro-futuristic, fashioned, drug-fueled society formed following an alternative timeline of events with World War II. Just a quick little bit more. The residents of the city seeking to forget the war begin taking a hallucinogenic drug known as Joy.
Oh, Joy, not happy.
Which does that, but also leaves them constantly happy, easily controlled, and lacking morals. Very interesting. It's got a very Bioshocky kind of vibe to it. Yeah.
Well, the initial trailer, it is in playable beta on Xbox in the early access thing they have.
Yep.
It's like $40. I'm like, fuck that noise. But
to play the beta,
you play the early access. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that shit. Yeah.
So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know whether it's still that game that it looked to be before. You know, because when
Gearbox picked it up, it got the AAA treatment.
Yeah, there were some changes.
When Gearbox,
there's a great Jim Sterling video about it. Actually,
he did
a
video. You know, they picked it up, and now there's a collector's edition, and then there's this
season
and that,
passes,
and pre-order and bonuses, and all that kind of stuff. So it's I don't know. I don't care about all that. Just how it plays is it fun.
Yeah, I'm keen to check it out, but I am paying for it right now. I'll pay for it when it comes out.
Yeah.
I am paying for it now.
So that's it for stuff with dates, like locked in. You know, there's a lot more slated for 2018, but that no confirmed dates. So we'll get into all that stuff now. So I've got, this is listed under unconfirmed dates, but reasonably expected for the most part. I'll just go alphabetically. Anthem. Don't reckon this year?
No way.
Not a chance?
No way.
You reckon?
I reckon they might want to,
but... Don't forget it's EA. They'll just push it out whenever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I think this, because if this is EA's next big game, I think they'd be stupid to release it out of
England. I'd very much disagree. I think getting it out as soon as possible would be the best thing they can do with all the hate that Destiny 2 has been getting the last few months and all the how jaded all the players feel about the Destiny 2 experience. I think... a lot of them would be looking at Anthem, waiting for it, and I'll jump over to this then. Because it's the same style of game, you know, the quasi-MMO, you know, open world kind of experience. So I think it would benefit them greatly to get it out as soon as they can.
Oh, but it certainly
would. If it comes out in a broken state and we don't know how it's going to be with, you know, with the EA-anizing of it, with all the
microtransactions. It certainly looks fantastic. Like the demo that we were shown at E3... Like,
take out the voice acting.
Take out that stupid...
Okay, I'm moving in.
Yeah, apart from that lame shit, it looks ambitious.
Yeah.
And my concern is whether that ambition's paying off.
Mm. We'll see, but the trailer was really good. The environments looked great.
Mm.
Whether they actually come out that way on the other end.
It wouldn't surprise me if we saw it in 2019.
Yeah. No, it could go either way. What about Biomutant?
I don't know a lot about Biomutant, actually.
No? I'll bring it up.
It's the little creature thing.
Yeah, the little creature thing. Does the image like?
Yeah, the image rings a bell. Like, I know what it is, but I don't know a lot about it. It's an action role playing video game developed by Swedish developer Experiment,
and published by THQ Nordic,
of course.
Yep, it's coming to everything. It says on the wiki 2018. So Biomutant is an action role playing game set in an open world environment played by a third person perspective, in which the player takes control of a raccoon like creature in a world filled with mutated animals. That's a quick summary.
I don't know a lot about it, but the previews that I heard from a lot of other bigger and more important outlets said a lot of good things.
A lot of people are very excited for this game. I am excited for Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night.
What is it?
What? Okay, so it was the most funded Kickstarter game ever because it's a Metroidvania-style game made by the guy who made Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Oh, shit.
Right? So that's why it's got such a big following, because everyone's like, this is a spiritual successor to Castlevania.
Okay.
So they wanted $500,000 on Kickstarter. They ended up with $5.5 million.
Whole shit.
Yeah. And from everything we've seen, like demos and gameplay footage and all of that kind of stuff, it looks fucking great. It looks incredible. Seems to really capture that. Because I never got to play the Castlevania games when they were relevant.
Yeah. What? So I just had a light bulb moment.
A what?
A light bulb moment about something else. Okay. We'll get to it.
Yeah, I never got to play them back then, but... And I feel like going back to play them now, it wouldn't really kind of do it for me because I didn't play it when it was relevant. But yeah, Bloodstained is a spiritual successor to the Castlevania series, in which Koji Igarashi had been the series producer from 2001 to 2010. And then he ended up, in 2014, he left Konami, kickstarted Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. And here we are. The wiki says estimated 2018.
Mm.
So it was started... It was on Kickstarter in 2015. So I think 2018 is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
From all the footage that we've seen, it seems to be very far in development. It seems to look really good. I'm fucking keen. I love me side-scrollers. Good side... Like Shovel Knight, like really fucking got me.
Sorry, my appendix wound's hurting. Keep talking.
I thought you were playing with your dick. Nope. no, but that's it. Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night's one of my most anticipated for the year. I can't fucking wait. The wiki says March, but nowhere else says that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not going to...
Need some more history on that one.
Next one's Code Vein.
Yeah.
The Dark Souls ish.
Vampire Dark Souls?
Yeah, Vampire Souls Dark Born Souls. Soulsborne style with vampire stuff. Played it at EB and PAX. Very tight, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like vampires and stuff before they got all like faggy. But yeah, I was a big fan of vampires and stuff, and the imagery is really cool. And
yeah,
like
it looks
it.
Kind of dark and gritty and cool.
And
yeah.
it plays really well, or controlled really well from the demo that I played, so that's cool too. Darksiders 3.
Another THQ Nordic. Mm-hmm. I picked up that Definitive Platinum War Mastered and the Definitive Edition, like Definitive, the double pack they had.
Yeah.
I did pick that up.
So I start.
But I haven't played it yet.
I picked it up too. I started playing number one. I think I got about halfway through it, and I was enjoying it. Mm. I know I shared a few clips in that on the Facebook community page I was playing. I'm like, at the time, this would have been fucking like, this would have been insane. It's very like God of War-y in a way as well. Not quite as fast, but apparently number two was where it really kind of hit that.
Yeah,
that sweet
more,
spot.
Get
yeah?
more puzzly, bit more Zelda-esque.
Yeah, a bit more puzzly.
Apparently.
The combat's a bit faster, a bit more fluid. Mm. You know, number one was very heavy and methodical. Number two is very, you know, puzzly but quick and all that kind of stuff. And three just looks great.
Yeah.
It's cool. You'll be playing as Fury. First one you were. Second one you were Death. First one you were Wrath, maybe.
I think so.
But no, it's cool. Looks good. Here's one. Now we get into like the big first party stuff where it's like, what are you doing with these dates? So Days Gone.
Man, Days Gone, it's, you know, like, out of E3, they pretty much said anything that said 2018, anything that said 2018 is hitting 2018.
Right.
I mean, like, but any of the games we mentioned a year, that's when they're coming. Where they did not mention a year for Days Gone.
Mm.
So Days Gone's had no release window, nothing at this point, right? So I am concerned about it not coming this year, but because of its style in terms of the zombie sort of apocalypse stuff, it needs to really get ahead of Last of Us. Now, Last of Us is not coming this year. Any website or any person that claims that The Last of Us 2 is coming out this year, you are wrong. You are mistaken, and you are wrong. There is no way.
There is no way they'd release Days Gone and The Last of Us 2 in the same year for starters.
Yep.
And secondly, The Last of Us 2
is late 2019 at the earliest.
Yeah.
So, like I said, in that case, it would need to come out this year at some point. My heart still says August for some reason, because they had success. There's games that have come out in August have done well, because there's not much competition and it's just before the holiday break. So if they put it in August, you know, a couple months later, if with the zombies, they can be like, hey, October, you know, Halloween, zombies, Days Gone's on sale. You know what I mean? Like, that might be a good little second bump for it. But I am oddly keen to play
it. I think
it.
It's reasonably expected to be this year sometime.
I would love it to be this year. But
definitely when? Quarter three and later, though. Not early.
Without a doubt.
Detroit Become Human.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Yeah, man. So that's got a spring, a US spring 2018. So it's looking to be autumn for us.
Yeah.
So second quarter, apparently.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. But David Cage has been really good at sort of been going late.
But good doing what?
Release dates going late. Oh, so, okay. Like getting delayed. But no, from what we've played and what we've seen, I think this game's a lot further along.
Yeah, and you know, controversies aside, from people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
If anyone believes that this game is going to be controversial, you are wrong, and you are an idiot.
No, but it is controversial. That's the thing. To certain subsets of people,
you're wrong, and you're an
for
idiot
for encouraging domestic violence. And yeah,
so what it does, you're wrong.
It's the opposite, actually,
and you're an idiot.
Yeah, I would love him just to be like, at some point, be like, and it's out in a month.
I'm kind of, because there's no events coming up anytime soon, I'm curious on how they're going to release all these 2018 dates. Now, I understand that they're playing the cards close to their chest, simply because they don't want to be like, it's out in this month, and then we have to change the date. So if, like, by them not saying anything, they're not committing to anything. So that way, a game is never actually delayed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the big things, everyone gave them a ton of shit, because for the last couple of years, most of their first parties have been delayed. Mm. You know, Uncharted was delayed, Horizon was delayed. You know what I mean? Like, these big tempo games were delayed.
Yeah.
Persona, that. Delayed.
But I also don't believe that for a game to be successful, it has to be given a date at an event either.
Yeah, exactly. But so, I think, Days Gone's a tough one. Especially when it comes down to people don't know what it is.
Mm.
So if they could literally make a video, a gameplay trailer for God of War and says it's coming out Thursday. Everyone's like, yup.
Yup, yup. Yeah.
You mean it's super easy? Okay,
yeah. But the thing is,
like Days Gone, it's not that.
These first party titles are already popular enough that the word of mouth will just do the marketing
us.
For them.
To us in our echo chamber of the PlayStation fans, like, I don't think so. We know who Sony Bend is, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but like developers doesn't matter. But, yeah. You know, just word of mouth.
I mean, like the legacy of Naughty Dog, right? Everyone, if you know Naughty Dog, like someone says it's a Naughty Dog game, everyone's like, oh shit. Everyone's like, what's Days Gone? It's like, oh, it's a game by Sony Band. It's kind of a post-apocalyptic.
What's Days Gone? It's sick looking like a zombie game. Look at the trailer. The motorbike. No, but that's the thing though, is people showing each other trailers and linking it on social media. I think that there's enough people like us that will share it around.
Yeah,
it will do the marketing. It'll be the marketing for itself, I reckon.
The answer is I want it. And Detroit Become Human, I goddamn want it. I want it so bad.
Without a doubt this year.
Without a doubt this year. Yeah.
Dreams.
Has to be this year. Has to be this year.
Or else.
I don't give a fuck about the game, but it has to be this year.
Mm. When?
Like, I don't know. These super creative games that like don't really have a game, it's like, you create the game. I'm like, no, that's not what I don't like. I want you to tell me what game to play.
But there are people that really love it,
though. Oh, yeah, like I said, this is me personally. This is not, you know, you're different. Joe Blow's different, right? But for me, I'm like, no, you tell me what game you want me to play. You tell me what story you're trying to make. So you make your own story. Like, you create the world. It's the same reason that Mario Maker doesn't interest me.
Mm. Yeah,
okay. I'm like, I'm playing.
I understand that.
Give me the missions. But, like, apparently it does have a single player, which is cool.
Well, apparently the word is that single player is basically a big tutorial on how you can eventually take
it. Which I always dislike for super creative games. Like, it's like, here's all the tools to do the other thing. I'm like, but
like, let's say you wanted to like use all the tools and all of that, and it's like, here's a tutorial that goes for 4 hours. You'd be like, nah. Whereas if it's kind of written into single player narrative, it's like you're doing the tutorial, but not you're learning everything.
Yeah, but at the same point, it's like, this is a very thinly veiled tutorial.
Nah. You're just.
I'm cynical.
You're a little bit cynical. All right, God of War. Do we believe the leaked PSN of 22nd of March?
In my heart of hearts, you can check back old videos, I've always said March. I've always wanted it to be March. I want it to be March so goddamn bad. Mm. But
you don't believe it?
I don't believe it anymore.
Okay. Well, what do you believe? This year.
It's definitely this year. It's certainly early. I'm probably thinking late April, early May. Mm. Like, give it a couple months. Because, like, we know that the big creative director,
Corey?
Corey Balrog, yeah, Balrog. Whatever. He's not the creature from Lord of the Rings. He's it's something else. Like, he was very closed off in terms of dates.
Yeah. That's not it.
That's not it at all.
Keep talking.
He was very closed off in terms of releasing it, talking about dates.
Corey Balrog.
Very closed off about dates at PSX.
Yeah.
And I think when you're potentially could be coming out in the next 4 months at that time, you can't be that closed off. Mm. I think they need at least a three month turnaround between now and release. I think so. And an example. So right now, Colin Moriarty of Kind of Funny, of Colin's Last Stand, put a tweet out the other day that said that he was talking to a source from Santa Monica who said that they're really unhappy with God of War's pre-orders right now. Mm. I'm like, yeah, because there's no release date or announce of a collector's edition. You know what I mean? Like, if I love God of War and I'm so keen as hell for this game, I'm going to buy a collector's edition. Like, all aside, we're probably going to get a copy of it, right? From PlayStation.
Mm.
I'm still going to buy the goddamn collector's edition. Because I think it's going to have a sweet statue with, you know, with Kratos and his son, whose name I never remember.
Atreus.
So I name him Artemis. I think it's Atreus, but I like Artemis better. So with him and Artemis, and like, I want it.
Mm.
But like, I would have pre-ordered it right now if I knew.
Yeah. But as soon as I give it a date, whether it's a month away, 2 or 3 months away, it's going to make...
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it'll go fucking insane.
Yeah, God of War is lucky enough to be such a known commodity that it could be announced in a month from now and people will still buy it. Yeah.
Here's one I put in for you, but apparently it's not doing so well on the PC. Harvest Moon, Light of Hope.
Yeah, so Harvest Moon, Light of Hope is supposed to be a throwback to Harvest Moon of old. So for those who don't know, the original creators of Harvest Moon had since split off from Harvest Moon, and they now do Story of Seasons on 3DS. But they couldn't take the name Harvest Moon with them because of ownership of the rights of the name and whatnot. So what they're trying to do here is to celebrate the anniversary of Harvest Moon. Like, we'll go back to some classic and we'll give it a new kind of cool spin.
Yeah.
So an old but new.
So it's already out on PC.
It's already out on PC. I had no idea. I randomly like, what was that Harvest Moon game? And I was like, oh, it looks like crap. Apparently the reviews are really appalling. So I lost all excitement for it. Stardew Valley is a better Harvest Moon game.
I put it in just for you, but that's sad.
I was really excited. Now not so much.
Jurassic World Evolution. What do we think
about
that?
Trailer. Is it kind of like the Jurassic World like park builder?
Yeah, the park builder.
Yeah,
like
SimCity,
but Jurassic World.
Hell yeah. I played one of them on my phone, and this is going to be way better.
Yeah. Guaranteed this year, no date, but it looks cool as shit. And I like, you think playing like SimCity, the natural disasters, you have the aliens attack, or the earthquakes or the tornadoes, I'm just gonna let the raptors out and just watch them go to town on my park.
Like, all right, wipe it and start again.
I'm gonna let out everything and just watch some popcorn and watch all these kids get massacred.
Very nice.
Definitely this year, but no date. Speaking of no date,
so with the release of the movie Fallen Kingdom coming out this year, it's very likely like they want to tie around the same time, I think.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Apparently, it was slated for like they gave it a year at was it called D24 or whatever? D23, whatever the thing is, the convention for Disney shit. Right. They were like, "Yep, 2018 for Kingdom Hearts," and everyone's like, "Sure," and I'm like, "Yeah, sure, yeah, cool."
Do you think like
Still got to remember that gives them till December 31st, 2018.
Yeah, still got another 360 days. to get
they
it
can
out.
Do something with it.
I don't know. Just,
hopes aren't high, but then again, I don't have the history with Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. I just want to play that Toy Story level.
Oh, okay. You should just get the Toy Story game on PS3. The game is rad.
It's really good.
All right, arguably the biggest hitter of the year, potentially, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Fuck yes.
No actual date.
Because it was originally slated for fall 2017. Mm. That was US fall, so it was our spring. So at the end of last year, about October, we were sort of originally thinking. It got delayed indefinitely, and they can sort of do whatever they want with it, I guess, because it's Rockstar. People are going to buy it.
Yeah.
That's another game. They'd be like, hey, it's already out. Like, what? And then,
it's funny, looking at the timeline of Rockstar's like game releases for the last, since they were a company, every year it was something. Up until GTA 5, nothing since then.
Yeah, because they've realized, because they did that in order to fund GTA.
Rockstar
as a company, they're like, "Oh, we're gonna divide our team and you're gonna make Midnight Club, whatever. You're gonna do this, and all that money is reinvested back into the next number GTA."
Bully, LA Noir.
Yeah, so it's all towards a bigger picture. With now, they can be like, "Well, we'll just use the microtransaction money. Like, we don't have to release a new game because the money that we're making from GTA Online will be reused back." Yeah. Into that.
Kind of keen to see what Red Dead Online is going to be.
Red Dead Online on the PS3 was fun.
Yeah.
Not good as GTA 5. GTA 5 Online is a whole new beast.
Does this have potential to be better though? Or are they too different?
I think
you got the fun of, the skyscrapers and planes and helicopters and technology and tanks and all that. Like, a lot of that doesn't translate to Red Dead, obviously.
The simplism of the Western was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Like a lot of poker, a lot of, playing horseshoe and
darts
and just riding around together on horses and robbing trains and that sort of stuff. And
I suppose heists are like robbing trains for Red Dead.
So I think the heists and stuff could still go strong. I think they'll both live within tandem. Mm. I don't think GTA Online is going to be getting many more major updates. I think, because you're right, they've just, there was a little promotion thing going on in the game where you could get a revolver from Red Dead 2 in the game. Got it, of course.
Yeah.
Is
that one hit kill or what?
It's pretty strong.
I swear one dude just killed me.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was like a golden pistol.
Yeah. It's worth doing the mission to go pick it up.
I should probably get it before it runs out. Yeah.
It's really not that hard to do.
So when are you thinking for it though? Later?
I'm thinking later. Apparently, there's a rumor that it's about. There's a rumor came out that it's got slated by a website that leaked the GTA 5 release date.
Yeah.
And they've put it as June 3rd.
It's not too far away.
That's pretty good. I'm happy with June. My only concern is that is like week before E3. Mm. Or week to 2 weeks before E3. That's my only concern.
Why is that concerning?
I don't know. It just seems like a weird time to do it.
Nah.
Because I think Red Dead is in a place where they can just drop it on like a random Tuesday in
fucking They can April. Put it out whenever the fuck they want. Yeah. It won't matter.
But like, it's not matter. You know, there are other kind of big releases that might come around June.
Yeah.
But they'll just blow them out of the water. But
when they announce their date, every single other game will just go, nope.
Yeah,
just spread. Drop it earlier or delay it.
Wildfire and everyone just move.
Yeah.
Oh god, I'm so keen for Red Dead Redemption 2. Like those trailers, like it looks fantastic. Mm. It looks great. I love the first one so much. I want to go play it more again. And I still can't believe you haven't played it.
I would if I could fucking put the disc in my PS4 and play it.
Yeah.
I've got it at home. I've got it. I just can't be fucked hooking up the PS3 just to play it.
You are aware you just all have to do is put the HDMI cable that's plugged into your PS4 into it.
Yeah, I know. But the PS3 is put away in the garage in a box.
Oh.
So
mine's down there.
Yeah. Well, you got two.
Yeah, because that one broke. Yeah. I've got the yellow light of death. And then I tried to fix it, made it worse.
I would have 100% have played it by now if it had backwards compatibility. That's a whole other thing.
Mm.
Two more. Soul Calibur 6. 4? 6.
6. You're bad at Roman numerals.
Yeah, I
am.
You think being a Final Fantasy fan, I'll be good at it,
yeah. I've not played Soul Calibur since, like, 3.
Yeah, no, 3. 4. Was my
The one with one, Darth man. Vader and Yoda.
Yeah,
I thought the franchise died, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it went away.
Well, it did for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know when 5 came out.
What I did like about it was that it had weapons compared to, like, you know, at the time, like Tekken and Street Fighter.
Okay.
You know, because it's Soul Calibur had weapons. And, yeah. Like, for me, like, I have such a fond. Oh, 2012.
It's been right, 5 cool. years since we've had one.
So I loved Soul Blade, which is the first one on PS1. It's actually one of my games that I'm now chasing to rebuy.
Yeah.
To have it as in my collection. I don't know where it went when I moved out of Traralgon, but.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Very cool, like, imagery, like Astaroth, like Astaroth, the guy with the big two-handed axe, and Nightmare, who was like the big Dark Knight with the great sword. Yeah,
and then Voldo. Cervantes. Voldo's the
always
pirate.
Gave me the creeps. Gave 8-year-old me the creeps.
Yeah, with the body dysmorphic. Yeah.
And then, yeah, of course, had the cute girls like Sophia and Ivy, and you know.
Yeah, I'm curious to check it out to be like, okay, this is how far it's come in.
This is how I remember, yep. Or it's not as good as I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. And last, but certainly not least.
Spooderman!
Spooderman. Spider-Man.
What's your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Nah.
Oh, really?
I'm really indifferent to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been a Spider-Man fan, like, in any capacity. It just, he just, as a character, just never did it for me. Like, the game looks really fun to play, but I don't know if I'll enjoy it because I really couldn't give less of a dick about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or the game will make me give a dick about Spider-Man, and I will care. I'm not, like, eagerly waiting for it. You know, it'll come out, I'll probably pick it up, and I'll play it, and I'll either love it, or I'll be like, yeah, I won't hate it. I know I won't hate it because it looks like a lot of fun to play. But, yeah, it'll either be, I love Spider-Man now, or... The game was fun.
Yeah, a lot of bigger, better, and more important YouTubers and, like, influencers in the industry, like, they've all played it and they've loved it. But I think it's because they've played it. I think that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of looks like a more lighthearted and colourful Arkham.
Yeah.
With some God of War QuickTime, so I'm pretty keen for that.
Yeah.
Not having the same moment as you, not having that big Spider-Man love. Like, granted, in... But all the boxes aren't in this room anymore. Dylan rocked up with about 50 old PS1 games and the old original Spider-Man's. And I'm like, oh, damn. And then it's sequel, Rise of Electro. Oh, damn.
I never played
them. Oh, man. They're so good. On PS1, at least. I remember them being really good. So, like, I'm keen to see what it does.
So...
No, I wouldn't surprised if that also delays into next year.
Hmm?
They've said 2018...
We certainly have
it's gonna be very,
a lot of big games on their plate, and it'll be hard to space them all out.
Yeah, Spider-Man's going to be the end of the year.
Yeah. So as we've taken to, we reached out to the community with the topic of the week to get the community's thoughts. If you would also like to give your thoughts every week on whatever topic we're going to be talking about, facebook.com/groups/thepopculturists. Every week I put up a bit of a discussion thread. So I reached out and said to the team, what are your most anticipated games of 2018? One game dominated them all. Red Dead 2. But I'll go through everyone's answers. Ben Baird says Red Dead Redemption 2.
Man of my heart, Ben Baird.
Jacob Garner, Red Dead Redemption 2 and Pinch, Detroit.
Man of my heart. That's Pinch, if you haven't know.
MT Mont, Mitch, Red Dead Redemption 2 for sure.
Mitch, man of my heart.
Really interested, he also says, really interested in how they're going to handle the multiplayer side of things. In brackets, as I'm sure the single player story will be awesome.
Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty much a given. That's the, like, no one's going to be like, oh, what's the single player like? Like, it's going to be good. So, like, what's
we know it's going to be great. Max Cooper says, A Way Out, Sea of Thieves. That's the game you want to talk about.
A Way Out, of course. Right. Yes, that's.
I'll finish Max's and we'll talk about A Way Out. A Way Out, Sea of Thieves, and Dragon Ball FighterZ. Sea of Thieves, not PlayStation, so we're not going to talk about it.
Even though I want to play it.
But even though we are going to get out and play it. So, A Way Out.
Yes, A Way Out was the weird drunken dude at
the Game Awards.
Yeah, Game Awards. Yeah, so it's
we'll never see again. Ever.
No, never seen publicly. Yeah. It's one of those EA indie games, same vein as like Unravel and Fryer. It's a weird spot word. Yeah, so I think it's kind of cool. So I got this cool idea of forced multiplayer, as
forced co-op.
Forced co-op, as in you cannot play it by yourself, you need someone, whether it be on the couch or whether it be online. The game is playable only with two people, and it's all like, it looks like be two friends, like there's a jailbreak in there as well, and
yeah,
sure, cool.
Yeah, seems interesting.
I want to play it. And Paul from Player 2, the second we saw it, because we were both watching the live stream at E3 for EA, and we did the live stream here, and we're bullshitting in the chat, and yeah, him and I pretty much from the day dot were like, all right, we'll play this. So we're gonna do a let's play of, like, live stream of that together.
Dave Chataway, Ni No Kuni 2. That's if it ever releases.
Yeah, well. Dave was really bummed because he's on long service until Feb.
This will be after.
And for him, it was like, yep, Smash is on my long service. But no, can go back to work.
Zach Jackson, Metro Exodus, Call of Cthulhu, and Vampyr.
Man, Zach, to Daddy. Is that Zach from Do You Even Game Bro? Yeah. Good dude. Yeah, he likes weird games. He has a history of liking really shit games. So
I'm a big fan of Metro.
Metro looks dope.
You never played them?
No, but they're really cheap right now on the general sale too.
Really atmospherically unsettling. It's not really I wouldn't call it a horror shooter, but it's more of a psychological. I mean, there's monster like creatures and that you got to kill, and you know it's scary, but it's. Gets in your fucking head, man.
Like Fear. Did you ever play Fear?
Yeah, I played Fear.
Ooh, feels good.
I remember walking, I think it was 3, walking into the hotel lobby, and there's like the fountain pool in the middle, and it turns to blood, and the chick like rises out of it. Like, I'm not going to check
even,
in.
Even just the first one, you're just walking down the corridor, it's like, bleh, yeah.
But it's not really jump scary. Like, Metro is a very, very.
But I mean, like, it's like Fear had me on edge the whole time.
But also, the Metro trailer, like, graphically, looked insane.
Yeah.
Looked it looks absolutely fantastic. Looked insane. Max says, will we ever get Crackdown 3? Don't know. It's not on PlayStation. Lee Winterchauvin, Detroit Become Human, Last of Us 2, and Days Gone.
Last of Us 2 ain't happening, my friend.
It might. And Jess, most anticipated at the moment, God of War.
Yeah, Jess.
So there are the community's picks. If you'd also like to add in yours for... What was I going to say? For future topics, join us on our Facebook community group, facebook.com/groups/thepopculturist every week.
Before we do that, so what are you personally super pumped for? Like, what is ringing, like, what's your number one of the year?
Only going out of what's confirmed. I'm not going off Windows and...
Okay.
So Monster Hunter World, because it has a date.
Well, go one of each. What's your confirmed is Monster Hunter, and what's your unconfirmed?
Confirmed Monster Hunter... Unconfirmed, but definitely out this year. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Oh, okay.
I really fucking want it, man. I love these side-scrolling platformers, and I'm excited that it is, you know, the spiritual successor to Castlevania, a series that I never got to play. However, the 4-part anime on Netflix is fucking incredible. Yeah, but if we're gonna go Sony first parties, I'll have to go with God of War.
Yeah.
Like it's a given. Yeah.
For me, my confirmed is Far Cry 5 because looks dope.
Yeah.
For Sony first party, it's probably God of War in the same vein as you because it's such a switch up of what we know God of War to be. It makes me want to get my hands all over it. Yeah. But I'm also really psyched for Detroit.
Yeah.
And Days Gone. And Red Dead.
It's too hard. Like,
Red Dead's my probably third party excitement.
Everything I want this year, you know, Monster Hunter, Bloodstained, God of War, Red Dead, Detroit. Whatever the fuck else Sony's first... Every Sony first party I want.
Is a given, yeah.
And it's not just because this is a PlayStation show, but they all look like legit great games. Oh, except for maybe Dreams. I'm sure it'll be... but yeah, every Sony first party is just looks great. And you can't... Like, there's no like, oh, it's not really for me kind of thing because I think they all appeal to such a wide range of audiences.
Yeah.
They're just too hard to just pick one, but hopefully they are spread out quite well.
But yeah.
I'm sure they will be.
Anyways, they're all games that are coming out this year sometime. Let's talk about what games are coming to your PlayStation this week in a section we called Coming To the Players.
Gives a bit of time to get back into the swing of things with segues and stuff. I know they're a bit rough today.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
All right. New releases for the week of January 9, 2018. The Count Lucanor, PS Vita, digital. Energy Invasion, PS4, PS Vita, digital. Happy Drummer, PS4, digital. It's called Happy Drummer, PS4. Out on PS4, digital. Little Red Lie, PS4, PS Vita, digital. Planet Base, PS4, digital. Plox Neon, PS4, digital. Sword of Fortress, The Onimusum, PS4, digital. That's it.
It's a whole bunch of nothing.
Whole bunch of nothing. I mean, it... Start of the year, quite
which
weak.
Is good. It's not gives start me time to play other things.
Yeah, pretty much. We got about
3 weeks,
2 to 3 weeks, depending if any games come early and whatnot. We got about 2 to 3 weeks of free time.
Just chilling.
Yeah. But that's a wrap for the first. Oh, why is my nose itching?
Yeah, all that blow you did before you came in. Mm, here.
Should have waited. yeah, that's it for 2018.
But yeah,
that's it for the first show of 2018. Just let me itch my nose before I get into the spiel. If you enjoyed that PlayStation conference, fuck! My mustache is going up my nose when I breathe in. If you enjoyed that PlayStation conversation, you can join in many more every Monday morning at 9 a.m. for the video and 8 a.m. for the podcast. How do you join that conversation? Simply head over to www.thepopculturist.com/questions. Give us your thoughts, questions, and topics for the show. If a week between shows is a little bit too long, please join us on our Facebook community group, our Discord community group. And if you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/thepopculturist. Check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that was For The Players. Fuck, I love the new set.